Hey there, audio listener, don't skip. Because I want to tantalize you with the smooth sounds of a Texas thunderstorm. Ignore that car crash. That person had it coming anyway. It's simply a culling that takes place every spring. Leave a rating on Apple, Android, or Spotify, and enjoy the show. It's incredibly childish.
Louder with Crowder is brought to you in part by
Thunderstorm.com.
Support the fight, go buy some merchandise at the shop. It's a great conversation starter and irritates all the right people.
Thunderstorm.com.
Delicious. Ooh, yeah. Boy, that's really loud. I think the intro is a little lower and the mics here are a little loud, but it's raining cats and dogs
out
raining. There.
Yeah, it's raining.
Which I don't know. I don't know where that term came from, cats and dogs. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But
really fall from the sky.
I just realized I took a big sip. I don't know if you can see it. There's a bunch of sediment in there.
That's
really?
Disgusting.
Yeah. In water.
I spit it.
Yeah. Looks like probably when Bernie Sanders goes to Starbucks because he doesn't tip him.
Steven, just start.
The return Bernie Sanders visit. Hey, really glad to be here with you now. It's weird being on YouTube.
It really
is a little
feels
bit.
We did it one time last week. So far, we're still here.
We are, right?
Yeah.
But it is Pride
yes.
Month.
Okay, yes.
Yep, for now.
Which also happens to coincide with Cultural Appropriation Month. So anything can happen. And of course, you can follow us over there at Mug Club. But we have a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk about the NFL new wokeness, how they're doing anti-racism in the NFL, which I thought when you had 70%...
I mean,
Black America. I mean, I can understand if the NHL needed to have
that one needs some, yeah,
right?
You need to wokeify
that's
that
true.
Shit.
Or perhaps lacrosse, the NFL, NBA. I don't really think that we need to necessarily change the demographic. I think you're doing pretty good. And we'll also be talking about the ESG. A lot of people don't realize this, the credit score of companies. A lot of you don't necessarily know why some of this wokeness is happening. There is something going on behind the scenes that's a little more involved. And, of course, the H3H3 Productions, I guess, decided to address us. And
really?
It is appointed to a man once to be addressed and invited onto this program. And then we can never address him again, namely because he'll try and get us banned, you know, with Susan Wojcicki.
Oh, of course.
They're all buddies. So, I'll have to get to look. We have Gerald A. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm okay.
There you go.
How are you, Quarterback?
Hey, I'm doing good. Doing good.
So you went the other way. You went the three quarters today.
I went the other way. You know, I got to spread it out. I got the shirt for the other quarter.
Oh, very nice. You should make some samples for Nancy Pelosi. She can wrap it around her face.
Yeah.
Good idea.
And Dave Landau's here.
Ahoy.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
You know.
Live.
It was the baby shower, and all of my wife's cousins and family were over. And it's enough of that.
I helped ferry some of them back to the house.
Yeah, it's enough of that.
You would be there.
It's just,
not.
I can't.
Did
I can't
get some
do
gift
it.
Cards?
Yeah. I have no idea what I got.
Oh, that's
I have
true.
No well, clue what we
on.
Got.
You didn't get anything. The
no, I didn't get anything.
Your wife got
it's always
stuff.
Like those guys, you know, well, probably like H3H3, they probably said, like, we're pregnant. I know everything I need to know about you.
No.
We're pregnant. Really? You're pregnant? You're with child? But now, you know, men can breastfeed too. And women use men's razors on their mustaches.
It happens.
So this is where we are. Hey, before we get to anything else, Antifa, this just happened over the weekend, I believe. Antifa activists were protesting. They showed up and couldn't even remember the name of the person for whom they're out protesting.
Stay here. Show, like, bro, we're holding space, obviously, for... I'm not going to lie, I forgot his name, but, like...
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie.
Go ahead, do your thing.
You can hold this.
All right, so we're here, you know, showing solidarity for Winston Smith and the... I didn't even know about it.
Yeah, the Mars Volta hairdo behind him.
So
is Unicorn Riot a band?
Shut up in there. His name is Winston Smith. Don't forget that name. Winston Smith. Say his name. Make sure y'all remember this because we're going to
say his name because I can't remember.
Yeah, I love
for George Floyd.
I've never seen a more clear example of him repeating it to himself.
Yeah,
name exercise.
Exactly.
Winston Smith.
Yeah.
You remember that. I remember Winston Smith, which has two vowels and Winston Smith. You didn't remember that. Isn't that right, Mazda?
Yeah.
I need sanctuary.
Get a pack of Winston Smith.
I've read that in a book. You have to say it thrice.
Yeah.
Six times. I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
Winston Smith.
Winston Smith. Man, it would have been better if I didn't microdose them shrooms.
Dang.
Winston, what? Churchill, Scott, son of a bitch.
Yo, your face is melting.
I'm gonna go steal some razors at a Walgreens and call them racist. Hey, by the way, really quick, let me just let you know about this too. Some people were confused last week why this happened. So let me just show you CNN, right, live. And you'll notice that if we go to CNN right now, we bring it up live, it's like 5 or 10 seconds delayed. So we have here because we don't know the policies with YouTube, and we've read the policies, but they don't enforce them consistently. We have what is the YouTube dump button. So if anyone says something here, for example, last week, people thought the show was over. Gerald had the gall to discuss someone else saying that a mask, you know, a nurse was saying that a mask, if you touched your face and you touched a door handle.
Spread disease.
So another nurse who was totally in the wrong said that, and because that would go against YouTube's guidelines.
Right.
That's whenever you see this, which for people on Mug Club, this is playing for about 5 seconds right now, and then it's going to end right about here. See, now we're back on YouTube. That means that someone said something that really isn't offensive, but isn't allowed on YouTube. Just so you know, but it's always available on Mug Club.
That's right.
So we have to have that now as a failsafe.
Too spicy for YouTube.
Isn't it crazy? Yep. It used to be the FCC. You knew the rules. And we thought, there's no gatekeeper. And now it's like, you can't say that the World Health Organization gets things wrong.
And I was so pissed last week when we were talking about this, and it wasn't anybody here. I was like, I can't believe that that might possibly, like, living in a world where what I said last week could possibly get you banned from YouTube.
Well, you are you are the poster boy for Aryan.
Well,
it's basically Max Schmeling and then Gerald.
Yeah, it's Carlin's seven dirty words or an opinion.
Yes.
Or actually just quoting medical facts.
Yeah, quoting their misquotes from 2 weeks ago. At least with the FCC. I remember when I was in the FCC, when I was on a radio show, you know, it was syndicated.
Yeah.
And I said, can I call Obama a prick? They said, yeah, you can. You just can't say that Obama has a small prick. I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. Good. We knew the rules.
Yeah. Right. It was very clear.
You know the line.
Yeah.
They said,
you can call him a shithead.
Right.
But you can't say Barack Obama shits.
Right.
Because that's scatological. So we knew the rules. They were silly, but we understood them. But no radio station, no television program would have ever removed you or hit the censor button because you're saying, hey, you know what? I think the World Health Organization was wrong when they said that COVID couldn't transmit human to human. The little Indian pops up. I didn't do that.
Just shuts off, plays the Star Spangled Banner. Yeah, this is
just
weird. Over.
It's just Roseanne.
In the rocket. Come on. I thought the bitch was white.
By the way, you can follow me on Instagram as we go on here. And the best thing you can do, it's a weekly show. I was about to say Thursday show.
Oh, yeah.
It's a daily show.
Not anymore.
Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern. So you don't need to worry about notifications. You can watch on Mug Club. You can watch here. You can watch over on Rumble. Do not let us lose touch with you. Okay. And I do have some questions for you. I do want to know why you guys think all of these corporations are going in full woke, despite it actually hurting their pocketbook.
Yeah.
Before we get to that, though, oh my gosh. I got this. This was sent to me from an angry veteran.
Yes.
And I will tell you this. I get, like, veterans will come up at shows. I don't know if you've had this yet, where, like, people have given me, like, their Navy Cross or something. Or, like,
a guy had a coin for me just the other day and a few other things,
And I don't, because it's, you know, you want to respect it, but you also don't really, I already have some on display. I don't have room for it, and I don't want to reject it.
Yeah.
You know, so I just keep, I basically have a drawer with these medals that I have no business owning, and I really appreciate it. But please, people, stop. Keep it. Give it to your grandkids, because it's going in a drawer there. My shelf has no more space. Where am I going to keep Mike Tyson's biography?
It's true.
Very important.
So veterans sent this to me furious.
I got a folded flag, for real.
I got a folded flag, too. And then I got some. Anyway, I had a neighbor who got mad because our flag is old.
Ah.
And they said, this is someone anonymously said, that's disrespectful. It's like, oh, okay, crazy bitch, you haven't heard of ragged old flag?
Yeah, makes it look cooler.
Crying out loud, that's the beauty of it. It's an old flag. Okay, so anyway, but I had veterans who were furious about this.
Yeah.
Brian Williams. Mm. Remember when Brian Williams was thought of as a journalist? I just love that he went to MSNBC, because that's everyone who is currently at NBC. They think like Brian Williams at MSNBC, but they don't say the quiet part out loud.
It's like you go there and you get canceled from honesty.
Right, yes, exactly.
Guess I'll go to NBC.
Yeah. So he compared the Allied troops of D-Day in Normandy to Antifa. He said that they just watched this, and I had so many veterans send me letters.
And the folks at the Lincoln Project are out with a reminder to all.
Who is Antifa? They stormed the beaches of Normandy, parachuted into the French countryside, and gave their lives to face down and fight back against fascism. They took down Nazi machine gun nests, tore apart the Third Reich's strongholds.
Liberated
machine gunness.
Italy, Belgium, Holland. Anywhere Antifa saw fascism, they fearlessly and relentlessly.
Yeah, send in the purple-haired lesbian down into that trench. See how it works out.
Fascism was defeated because of patriots like these, proud Americans who knew that the fight
depends
against fascism
for,
was
really
not simply a battle between opposing nations.
She does the, you know, like it Peter Pan bangarang, folds up her legs, humanity. Becomes a human bowling ball.
A war that isn't nice, but cannot be lost. A war we still fight today.
Against Donald Trump. Yeah, Do you see the American flags at rallies? Who wears the American flag pin? Who actually pulled down American flags and monuments? To Antifa, let's not act as a... Come on, everything about that is fantastic, except for the commentary and opinions.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. And claiming that Antifa today would be fighting against fascism by using fascism.
Right.
Silencing political opinions and othering people who disagree and getting rid of them. That's exactly what Mussolini did. You didn't look up the definition, Lincoln Project.
Well, they're stepping on a swastika, and the other example is the last president.
Right.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
It's like, great.
Good one.
Yeah. Nice. Exactly. The guy who had a Jewish son-in-law and was the single biggest supporter of Israel of any modern presidents. Yeah. But they side up with the Islamic states, who, by the way, if you look back into the Nazi regime, look and see what a lot of these Middle Eastern Arabic countries where they lined up. They hate the Jews too. You hate Jews? We hate Jews. You hate Jews because of Muhammad? Well, because of us. It's because I'm a pagan. Well, you know, different strokes, but we all hate Jews. Yes, that's correct.
Besties.
And no one ever wants to talk about it. No one wants to talk about it. And by the way, there's still, I would argue, there's still remnants of that in the Middle East, but...
Remnants?
Hey.
Hey, also, that was from the Lincoln Project, I need to note. So yeah. Brian Williams was showing that from the Lincoln Project, who were... Remember the Lincoln Project? They were a Republican organization, and then they, a pedophile organization, they're just anti-Trump.
Diddling.
But tomorrow was actually a one-year anniversary of Chaz in Seattle by current Antifa.
I remember it very well.
And so they didn't show this on Brian Williams, but coming out today, we actually have, I think, an exclusive. The new Lincoln Project video on Antifa today.
Who is Antifa? In 2020, they stormed the city of Seattle and created the autonomous zone Chaz, but then changed the name to CHOP because they needed stuff. Stuff like cafe lattes, gluten-free bread, and super cool sunglasses. In the last year and a half, all over this country, everywhere Antifa saw fascism, they relentlessly annihilated it. In Minneapolis, they liberated a black firefighter from his bar. In New York, they freed shop owners from their goods. And in a well-to-do suburb of Detroit, this soldier told his mom to shut the fuck up, stupid bitch, when she asked him to please wear a jacket because it was getting chilly out. Fascism was almost defeated because of patriots like Antifa. But fascism still exists today, and the fight against it is still strong. Anti-fascism isn't just a cable news talking point. It's an American ideal that should be memorialized because it was paid for in blood and skateboards.
Mm. Sometimes you don't realize you mock something, you don't realize who you hurt.
Yeah.
Moving. No, I shed a tear.
Yeah. You don't realize who you hurt? Now I know. Hey, we're also going to be talking about H3HC, which will be fun. But before that, this went really viral yesterday. Mm-hmm. I don't know why anyone watched it, but Logan Paul fought Floyd Mayweather, and we just have to touch on it real quick.
Yeah.
There's some things that you may have missed. It's time for our Asian sports correspondent to break it down. All right, Junior Choi, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Steven. How are you?
I'm okay. And you're a fan of combat sports, I guess?
Yeah, I actually enjoy a good fight every now and then.
Yeah, do you? Yeah well, you're Korean, right? So you grew up in it.
Yeah, I did a little bit of Taekwondo when I was younger, so a little experienced in a little fighting.
You throw a mean kick?
I like to think so.
Okay, well, okay. Yeah, that means no.
That's enough.
That's enough.
That's a hard pass.
So for people who didn't tune in, this was a YouTuber, Logan Paul. And I will say this. I give the guy respect for getting in the ring, obviously.
Yeah,
but
he's doing the work.
There was no story to be told here because everyone knew it was the best defensive boxer of all time, Floyd Mayweather. Ali, Tyson, no one's even close, versus a guy who's fought three times and I think lost twice. and so it ended exactly how you thought it would end, but you were saying there's more to the story here, though, in breaking it down.
Yeah, so, like, obviously, like, for those of you who know, like, the fight went for eight rounds without a knockout, so that was actually surprising, like, a huge upset.
He was there, but when the bell was ringing, he was still standing.
Yeah, exactly, and there were no judges or anything, so no one kept track of the scores, because it was an exhibition match, so it doesn't go on either of the records.
Right.
But yeah, so, but the important part here is that, like, the riveting part about this is their defensive strategy.
Right,
the
defensive.
Yeah, exactly.
Floyd is known as a defensive boxer.
Exactly. So let's go into the first clip here.
Okay.
So you can tell that they haven't seen each other in a while. Oh, they're excited, clearly happy to be together. Obvious chemistry right there. Look at them together.
Right. Yeah, I suppose. Is that?
And right there, there it is. Perfect technique. Paul's got his fist gently on the small of Mayweather's back.
Yeah, I don't, okay.
It's caressing.
I don't know about the relevance of, you know, the time apart, but. So this is the heart grow fonder technique?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's more of like a loving embrace. Like, Paul's got his arm underneath, kind of holding there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, none of us are boxers, really, so you're breaking it down. Okay, that's good defense. All right.
Now, let's get into the second clip, actually.
Okay.
We'll get more of it in here.
Yeah.
So you can see here that the loins are burning here, Stephen.
Okay.
Now, this is a really good hug. Very personal, right in Paul's ear. Mayweather is letting him know, I can't quit you. Just flawless defensive technique.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, okay, I'm not entirely sure that you really are a combat sports adept. This doesn't.
But
sound
you
like
can clearly see that they are like loving each other, like loving him.
Well, I think there's professional admiration for competition.
There's respect.
I don't know about an Ang Lee line.
Well, you know what? Let's get into the final clip, and we'll see right here.
Very good.
Right here.
Good.
So this is brilliant defensive technique being used here by both fighters.
Uh-huh.
They're clearly touching tips.
Whoa, 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 whoa. They're not touching tips at all?
No. Gloves, Gerald. Gloves.
Tips.
The tips of the gloves.
Okay.
Clearly, they're going to spend many happy years together, and I, for one, couldn't be more excited for their future together.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, you can't teach better defensive technique than this, Steven.
Actually, I believe you can. All right, Asian sports correspondent, you've helped zero. All right.
I feel informed, though.
I don't.
I don't.
No. Good fight.
As a matter of fact, I now feel less safe.
Did you at least think he could karate?
I feel like if you're going to deconstruct the art of combat, you need to reconstruct it with something useful. He just deconstructed it and left it there like Tinker Toys that someone got bored with.
Nothing useful at all.
Gay Tinker Toys. All right.
I thought he did a good job.
So, by the way, best thing you can do is just comment below. We're going to be talking about H3, and I want to hear, what do you think is going on right now with gay pride? Like, it's one thing, but all of these corporations going all in, and at the same time, obviously calling basic ID requirements for voting to be voter suppression. It's almost like, you know, with banning Donald Trump at Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, the same thing with Alex Jones and got rid of his podcast. Like, did they have a meeting? Did everybody have a meeting and say the sexual preference is the thing we need? Like, Memorial Day, we just jumped right past that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It just jumps right into sexualization of children and other things that we think are highly, highly important to do for an entire month with the Cheerios and the Fruit Loops and stuff.
Half the movies on the plane that I was on, which was actually one of them, was Brokeback.
Yeah.
I was thinking, who's sitting down to go, well, what's this cowboy movie? And just
like
playing it on
this
a plane.
I feel really bad for the person who's like, well, I liked Unforgiven. This must be. This
I'm
is
a Western
High Plains Drifter, sort of a spiritual component. Oh, my God.
What?
It just spit. That's not realistic at all.
Is that Cousin Eddie on horseback watching them in a tent?
Oh, jeez.
What the heavens?
Just.
My goodness.
Spitting a palm is inconsiderate.
It's crazy because they do beep. It's visual on plane.
But
they take out the swearing, but they leave every bit of gore, violence, and sex on the screen.
Oh, wow.
So whenever I watch anything and people are having sex, I'm like, can people see this? Like, there's kids on this
plane. It's just a hardcore sex scene, and he's like, yeah, I'm enjoying filleting fish with you.
Like,
that's not the part that was most concerning.
No.
It's not the part that makes me embarrassed that someone is sitting in a middle seat.
Yeah, just sew my socks. Sew my socks harder.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Or like in Face Off when they had it on TV. I remember it was Nicolas Cage. He's like, forget you!
Like, what?
That's not good because a kid's going to grow up thinking that's what it means.
Right, exactly.
Like, forget you, Dad.
Babe, you want to forget? All right, let's go here now. You know about this. I know nothing about sports.
You don't.
Right. So
I mean, sports that don't matter.
But the NFL now, you were in a tizzy about this. So yeah. The NFL is doing this thing called, they're halting race norming in a $1 billion settlement.
Yeah.
I don't even know what this means. I kind of thought that sports were one of the things that obviously minorities, not Asians, but you know, black, when we say minorities, we mean black Americans, felt like they got a decent shake.
Well, you would think so, right? So last week, the NFL pledged to end race norming, like you said. The practice of assuming black players start off with a lower IQ, and reading this is like crazy.
Well, because, that does sound like they shouldn't do that.
They shouldn't, right? That and they're basically bad, yeah. doing that when determining kind of the compensation for brain issues, right? Or injuries that they maybe had from getting hit too many times, which obviously happens in the NFL.
Okay.
And this move was part of a $1 billion settlement for brain injury claims. Race norming made it more difficult for black players to show a deficit and qualify for relief.
That sounds to me like it actually. I will say this. I rarely see this on the show. That sounds kind of racist.
Yes.
For the NFL to do that.
100% correct.
And how much of that curve was thrown off by Vince Young, who scored lower than statistical random on the QB test?
Well, and like you said, close to 3/4 of them are black. They might take offense.
Yes. I just doesn't seem like a good way to run your league.
Their workforce might be a little.
I hope OJ gets a giant check.
It's like, hey, you
now I don't even gotta steal back my memorabilia on eBay.
Yeah. No, literally.
If I did it.
Like, I'm gonna buy back my Heisman.
Like the ones Adam Sandler got on the golf course, that kind of joke.
Okay, anyway, all right,
so the NFL, don't worry, though. That, you know, like you said, sounds pretty bad, but don't worry, they're still woke. They also just revealed their new Pride logo.
What?
So they have a Pride logo, and the tweet of the new rainbow logo read, and I'll just quote it for you here. Happy Pride Month. The NFL is proud to unveil our new NFL Pride Shield to show our support and solidarity with the LGBTQ+ community. We stand with LGBTQ+ people this month and year-long with a commitment to our players, our fans, and our staff to live proudly and authentically. Unless, of course, you happen to be black and have a brain injury, and then we think you start off stupider than white people. Now, let me tell you this. Some people may say, oh, well, this was just a medical thing that they did to determine kind of a baseline for dementia, and that's true, but maybe the cognitive ability test that you gave them when they came into the league would be a better way to use this, because you can have idiots and savants in different categories of race. It doesn't matter if they're black, white, or Hispanic. Two people brought suit against this because they said if they had been white, and the NFL agreed, they would have received a claim, but because they were black and race norming was used, they didn't receive a claim. And it's $500,000 to start with, and if you have kind of a more severe case of dementia, it's $750,000.
It sounds so bad that I almost don't believe it. I feel like I need to do more digging. Like maybe race norming is just a claim, but it didn't actually happen.
We got to give the white people more money. What's the problem? Why are you all mad?
Exactly. Well, actually, that would be redistribution in the NFL for sure.
It would be.
Like, look, come on. There are not enough. White people are not paid nearly enough. I know you can throw out Tom Brady and a couple of Mannings. Outside of that?
Yeah.
Come on!
Well, and the NFL recently defended this. So to your point, saying, oh, this is probably... No, they recently defended this, saying that it actually hadn't harmed anybody. And then they came back and they're like, well, you know, our bad. So
that's
how did this policy survive?
It wasn't just Leo's
speech
from Django. Like, let me explain on the skull.
But it's good they know their audience now, the LGBTQ. I tell you what, though. That wouldn't be bad. Just get on the O-line and right before you're about to face off, right, a left guard, just go, hey, I want to forget you. Right?
Yeah. Done.
Why is there a pride shield? I bet anybody in high school who's getting stuffed in their locker by a football player wishes they had a shield.
I don't think that's happening anymore. I think it's the pride. I think right now in school, if you are gay or if you are trans, it is carte blanche. You will get in trouble zero, and you can say whatever you want. Like, that guy called me the F word. Suspended.
You're off the team.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So I don't usually like doing this, but and things have changed because this Ethan Klein character, H3, I guess brought on a lawyer. A pro YouTube corporate lawyer, which we're not going to get into because, look, I'm not going to do anything legal in the court of public opinion. Let's let that happen in the courts. But there's this program, and people have been asking us to address it, and you may not be familiar with it, H3H3. The guy's name is Ethan, and we laughed not long ago about him saying that people shouldn't think about critical scientific and medical issues. This was the clip which got him upset. I don't think I've ever seen a more perfect encapsulation of groupthink
and discouraging any sort of critical thinking whatsoever and laughing about it with no self-awareness. This is my favorite clip of the year. Let's roll it.
They said you gotta wear a mask, so I'm out there wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Wow, big deal. And then now they say, you know, if you're outside, you don't need to wear a mask. It's pretty simple. You want to talk about who's dumb?
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole, the CDC is like this whole governmental body with scientists and shit that just tell us what to do. You don't have to think about it, dude.
After dark.
Okay, again, look, and I still think it's funny. I've never seen anybody so smug about being so ignorant. Now, let me be clear. Of course we had some fun, but was criticizing the idea. I do think it's a bad thing to tell people out there, young impressionable people, because you know, especially when you have an audience who's like 9 years old, when you've had to adapt your content to be YouTube friendly, to tell them not to think critically. Now, to be clear, we usually go after political figures, authoritative sources right on this show. Usually those are the people who we have to debate. Change My Mind is not a debate, but we've had politicians, scientists, Pulitzer winners. And every now and then, a layup crosses our path who, we just kind of like the shtick that you're only capable of. H3H3. Right? That's the only thing you can do is do the YouTube drama. So apparently some didn't like it, had some harsh criticism for me, namely Ethan. And he had this criticism to issue about us, again, not being smart enough to think critically and double down on the fact that one shouldn't.
I'm so stupid. Why is he questioning the CDC or Fauci? Yeah, seriously, bro. You're not a doctor. I don't want to think about things.
Bro, do you f***ing question, like...
Dead on impression.
Let's say the
God, he's so dumb.
It's like so...
so dumb, dude.
Do you go to the doctor and then he... Bro, I literally can't. Do you go to the pharmacy and overlook their... You'd be like, oh, is that the right medicine?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
one time I had to give me the wrong medication, I had my doctor make sure they got the right one. Yes.
We don't need
do I read labels of pills I take?
Especially when you're such a dumbass and you don't understand disease prevention works, then you should be listening to Dr. Fauci and the CDC.
Okay, good. Think about it, dude.
Exactly. It's that simple.
Just don't think. It's got electrolytes.
Right. Imagine you wouldn't even have to make this video if you just didn't even think about it.
You're doubling down.
People smarter than you that dedicated their whole life to scientific research, you look at all the stress and strain on him that could have been prevented.
Oh, Steven. You're so stressed.
You don't even have to think about it.
Yeah, all the stress and strain on me that, you know, would make me gray and a walking recessive genetic polymorphism, incapable of growing contractile tissue. It's taking its toll. It's almost like you were me pre-Benjamin Button. Okay.
It's like when you hear two people talk at a party and you know they're wrong about something, but you just don't get involved because you don't want them in your life.
Right.
You
just like stay far away.
Now, look, let me be really clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is subscribing to a shitty conversation at Starbucks.
I understand what you're saying there. And of course, you need to trust. You need to aggregate and verify. I never claimed to be a doctor. That's why we have them on our show. That's why we provide the sources that we do. However, yes, I do read labels of pills that I take. And for example, talking about like supplements. Yeah, I make sure it's GMP certified, or I make sure that it's NSF certified, especially when I used to compete, because you have to make sure that this thing isn't tainted. Not saying that doesn't make me a supplement manufacturer. It makes me cautiously skeptical. And by the way, this is what matters. The CDC, he just said Fauci and the CDC. Yeah. I mean, the fact that, look, Ethan, the fact that you're not aware, I guess, of the Fauci emails and the fact that he was telling the people one thing while believing another behind the scenes, and this has been released, this should tell you that trusting one person blindly is a problem. Let's just go through some examples of where we criticize, and I know that you're pro-YouTube banning and deplatforming. We'll get to that in a second, because one of our warnings was we accurately cited the CDC data, but they didn't like that we did. Let's go to the CDC. Okay, one, let's go to example one. You have CDC, you have World Health Organization. In January, the World Health Organization said there was no evidence of human-to-human transmission. That was echoed by the CDC. Okay? January 2021, the CDC published a journal in JAMA claiming that nearly 60% of COVID cases came from asymptomatic carriers. Then in April, different CDC study found that asymptomatic carriers were unlikely to substantially contribute to the spread of COVID. This just happened, I believe, today or yesterday.
Yikes.
California, the scientists, don't have to think about it, dude. So fucking stupid, bro. Look, they just reduced their death rate by 25% in California because they
said, a lot.
Whoopsie, we had it wrong. And something that you need to understand, I'm not saying that in all of these, now in these instances, I was right. Because I said, I think it can transmit to humans. And for example, we said, I think you can't trust the World Health Organization because you know, they work with China. They're very close. And it seems like there might be a lab leak. We were correct. But science isn't governed. It's not determined by consensus. It's determined by what's true. And that's why you have different scientific voices. You trust only the CDC and Fauci. We aggregate Fauci, CDC, World Health Organization, other doctors, and qualified immunologists, epidemiologists. And yes, that's a difference in a worldview that I have. So Fauci's email is right here that in case you didn't know, I don't think that he remembers. Yeah. What do you have? You said he had email saying masks weren't effective. The masks sold at drugstores. He also denied gain-of-function research, even though we know that from the emails that he actually did know about it. And of course, the funding to the Wuhan lab. There are a lot of things that happened that they were just misleading about. So I don't know why you would simply trust a government entity and be so smug about people who think critically. And by the way, we'll also get to the point that we provide references and sources so that everyone else can educate themselves, which you've never done. You just go, so fucking stupid, bro. I'm going to call a YouTube executive to get them banned because it's like borderline, dude.
Well, that's what they're trying to do is get you thrown off.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. That's always nice when content creators side with corporations to get people removed. Good. Hope that works.
By the way, you don't have to believe in some kind of conspiracy theory out there either. All you have to do is check WHO's Twitter feed.
Yeah.
Okay? You can just look where they're like...
It's still up.
Gerald, you're thinking, bro.
We'll get to in a second, by the way, the blatant lie. Look, I'm going to assume that you didn't blatantly lie in some of the things that you said, that you're just really lazy or incapable of your due diligence. So you said we'll get to a female booker reached out to you for the show. Hey, Gerald, have I ever had a female booker?
That's a no.
Never, ever. Now, you're either lying or you're so lazy. Because I don't want to bully you, and then you go and try and get us removed. You're so lazy, you didn't even just verify the fact that it was completely fabricated. All right. So now let's go to them doubling, tripling, quadrupling down on group thing. Which, by the way, and I want to say this, too, because from what I understand, Ethan's wife is Israeli. And we've talked about the Israeli conflict, defended them, of course, their right to exist. And I know that you probably suffer some anti-Semitic comments here on YouTube. I've seen them. We've received them just for supporting Israel. And it's horrible. It's abhorrent. But you also understand that an Israeli is a Jewish government agencies sold some people some bullshit. Yeah. And thank God, part of the influence for the Holocaust was using health guidelines, telling people that this was for their own public health safety.
Absolutely, yep.
I think that the Nazis were wrong.
Yes.
Everyone has the right to criticize. And as a matter of fact, everyone has tomato. Yes. tomato Goebbels.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well. Everyone has an obligation to do their own research. You believe they shouldn't. You discourage it actively. We encourage it actively, regardless of where we line up on our points of view. That's the idea that I'm criticizing that Ethan, of course, doubled down on here. Mm. And it's just, I'm sorry for people watching here who don't want to have to deal with this, but this is the kind of stuff that your kids, a few of them, may be watching.
Let's watch.
You gotta wear a mask, so I'm out there wearing a mask. Yeah. Wow, big deal. And then now they say, you know, if you're outside, you don't need to wear a mask. It's pretty simple. You want to talk about who's dumb?
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole, the CDC is like this whole governmental body with scientists and shit that just tell us what to do. You don't have to think about it, dude. Obviously, my point is that if you're so fucking stupid, then yeah, you should listen to the CDC, bro. It's there.
Maybe you should.
I don't understand this assumption that
we're saying the same thing in a different tone.
Doctors have spent their whole life studying disease.
Hey man,
epidemiology is the word you're looking for. Epidemiology is the word.
He's not anti-vax. He's just asking questions, right? I mean, it makes sense too. So I choose to listen to it. You know, it's logical. They're not telling me go jump off a building, and I'm like, well, this doesn't make sense, but I'll do it anyway.
They're telling you to shut down businesses.
They're saying wear a mask that it doesn't transmit to humans. Pretty obvious, a disease that spreads.
Taking pills without reading the label.
Like it's pretty easy.
It spreads through droplets, not aerosols. Yeah. Yeah. Boy,
so I kind of don't have a problem with
this wonderful Mensa gathering.
What talking about when they also are making sense.
When you look at ingredients on your food, do you go to the packing plant and then re-examine everything?
I look at the ingredient profile, of course.
I just read the ingredients.
Read the ingredients and make sure it's from a reputable company.
Oh my God, I wore a mask.
I can't believe I wore a mask during that pandemic. Oh, that was so stupid of me. I should never have listened to these scientists that spent their whole life studying this.
Which scientist?
I got to think for myself. I don't know. They always
He says that like it's sarcastically.
Think for myself.
Seriously, if this was at the table next to me, I would leave the restaurant.
You don't need to wear a mask. And then he said, you do need to wear a mask. And like he changed his mind based on the situation, right?
Well, based on emails from Chinese officials, but you haven't read those.
You just trust what the tissue people tell you?
Ethan?
You trust that coffee you're drinking?
You just changed your mind?
It's the information.
Ethan.
You could be making decisions that could impact your health forever by trusting that that's coffee.
I tasted
it. You're already too far out of the prison that he set. They tell you what to do. You don't even have to think about it, dude. Look, that's not a good rule of thumb for anything in life, but they act like
it's a good rule. I mean, yeah, when you're as dumb as you that can't understand shit,
can't you're like pronounce epidemiologist.
A biohazard, you should listen to CDC, bro. I know that. I mean, what's the point of government if we don't trust these whole institutions that we've propped up, funded, regulated?
Well, you don't even
blindly trust the government.
You don't have to blindly follow it, even.
Doesn't the Israeli Jew next to him have some thoughts about that? They had to create this whole land because they didn't trust any governments that existed? And I support?
Wasn't America kind of based on that whole thing?
To say to wear a mask, bro.
A little bit.
Okay.
During a pandemic and with an airborne virus.
Okay. Yeah. Airborne again. He's not talking about droplets. Lord. Look. Lord. Okay. Let's assume that I'm as dumb as you. As dumb as you sound. Okay?
Well, yeah.
You could be, you know, could.
Hey, who knows?
Listen.
Never know.
Spectrum could be really intelligent. As dumb as you sound right now. Let's assume we're both dumb. Okay. This comes down to a worldview. Let's assume that we're both not doctors. You say we should trust up these institutions who we've propped up. By the way, we haven't necessarily propped them up. Is Fauci, was he voted in? That's one of the arguments. But I know you haven't gone that far out from the trunk into the branches. One of the arguments is you have one of the highest paid officials in government, some of the most highly paid officials in government, never held private office, and there's never been an election. So to act as though we should blindly trust these organizations, your worldview is we're so dumb, we should trust the World Health Organization, who said no human-to-human transmission, who said no way there's a lab leak, and then YouTube banned people who suggested it. You're saying we should blindly trust the CDC because everyone is too dumb out there. You believe that your audience is so dumb they couldn't possibly do their own research, and you actively discourage it. So let's assume neither one of us are doctors. We're both dumb. The difference is we actually provide sources and references every single day. Bring those up right there. CDC, World Health Organization, PubMed. And by the way, every single one of those, every single show, you can go to ladderwithcrowder.com, go to the actual post of the video, and we provide all of these references below. Right? We have all of these links below where you can see, and we put them in the description. Why? Because I don't believe that people should trust me blindly, nor the World Health Organization, nor the CDC.
Nor anyone.
My worldview is you should, of course, aggregate the word and the advice, the wise counsel of scientists, of medic. By the way, I not just Fauci, I include doctors who've seen a patient.
That's like 40 years, who knows?
And then verify it with your own research. Also, it's not pro-science to trust one person. When about half of the scientific community, for example, was saying, hey, this thing may have leaked in a lab, scientists from China who some defected disappeared, right? You wouldn't know that, but maybe you could go check out our sources on our website and maybe you'll understand this a little bit. Those scientists were saying one thing, but the organization who you go into bat for, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, banned that information from getting out. So it's just two different worldviews. You believe that your audience is so dumb they couldn't be trusted with the ability to research freely. That's the pro-censorship mindset that permeates the world right now. I believe in discussions with people regardless of what they believe, and that we provide, what, a minimum 30, sometimes 120 references per day.
Yeah.
Almost all neutral, like PubMed, scientific journals, or left, like New York Times. You're not going to find a whole lot of conservative sources in there. No. You do it.
But you're thinking about it, bro.
You're thinking
like
about it,
like, if I have a headache, I just go up to the medicine cabinet, take whatevs,
just
and hope it goes
some
away.
Just pills, bro.
Just take some stuff. See what happens.
And then he didn't really have a whole, what were you going
to
say?
I was going to say, I feel like to rebut him, we could have just played him. When he said, listen, you don't have to think about it. And he's like, no, what I meant is that if you're too stupid, you just need to trust them. You're not,
dude.
No, you just claimed that
you're so
you
fucking
didn't
stupid,
have to think
bro,
about it.
Like, I don't even know who this guy is here over there. Who he hasn't even done like videos that used to get millions of plays and now podcasts that get a few thousand, bro.
Or so, you know.
I don't even know why you think you should
use that portion of your brain. When you like, go, we use 10%. I use 2%. Why would I use 10% of my brain?
It's like tell us what to do.
My brain's like milk, but I don't even read the.
Yeah, that's all dumb. Yeah, I'm glad this is going to be good long term for a relationship.
What happened to trust but verify?
Trust but verify.
Right? You believe in elitism. You believe that there is a government savior coming for you in every realm, and that you should listen to them. Well, that's how authoritarians come to power.
Well, why do you think a doctor doesn't prescribe you some stuff?
Yeah.
He's like, look, I'm just going to write it on here. There
some
you go.
Stuff, whatever. Yeah. They'll like, know. Well,
what does it do? Huh? What is it?
By the way, you're so pro-pharmaceutical company, and by the way, no, we're not anti-vax. I've talked about how many people should get vaccinated,
yes,
particularly
of course.
Old people. My mother,
yes.
who has pneumonia. I think then people need to make a decision. I think people have their own freedoms. You know, Constitution would be an easy reference to start with.
Oh, it's a big document.
But this idea that I'm anti-vax, but since now all of a sudden you're this pro-pharmaceutical company guy, well, listen, the reason that I do actually ask is because the commercials say, ask your doctor about Abilify. You go, and the doctor's like, well, there's nothing I can do. You're just going to have psoriatic arthritis for the rest of your life. And what about mild to plaque, severe psoriasis? What about Abilify? Well, I guess we could try that. So they tell me
to ask
my doctor. I'm following those doctors, the pharmacists. So, you know, the point is when you just follow one person, eventually, you know, the blind mice get their tails cut off, which should never be told as a bedtime
That's
children.
Not
you might
dark.
As well tell them a Jeffrey Dahmer story. Okay.
Very sad.
He sort of mocked me, and ran out of steam and got to, I guess what is considered in the YouTube world, a roast.
Oh.
There's so much to say because I haven't really talked about him, but the dude has such small energy that he's wearing a holster. He wears a fucking gun holster, bro.
Oh, my God.
Like, he's so...
Me and 35% of Americans.
He needs a gun holster to feel, like, masculine.
Wait, he's wearing it as, like, an accessory?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, always.
Yes. He wears a gun holster, bro.
We want our freedom from
And he's got tissues next to him in case, you know...
He starts crying.
Finish the joke, buddy, exactly. In case, you know, there's
in
a premise.
In case he starts crying,
get a punchline.
Mascara starts running.
Yeah,
look at this
fucking
dude.
Watch this.
He's such beta energy with the fucking cigar, the holster.
All these dudes, the cigar thing is just the overcompensation. Yeah. It's real.
Is this guy trying to dress like Marty McFly, or is that actually an outfit he wears?
Oh, there's laziness again. It was a Back to the Future themed episode.
So sick. It's so f***ing manly to just have a big brown turd in your mouth all the time.
Dude, and a holster? Man.
Wait, the Kleenex.
Let me just say, first of all, you have...
Hold on a second.
Get out of here.
That's due to allergies, okay? So I had a bronchial thing, which is, community guidelines, an immutable condition. It's genetic. But I guess there's a ceasefire here, so we can talk about any genetic conditions, like the lack of chin, lack of beard, 120-pound man wearing the Cinderella bandana on his head, trying to compensate with a beard that he uses just for men, or the eyebrow phrase like E.T. in the cornfield. It's so stupid, bro. The point is,
very active.
Immutable characteristics. Let's be careful. But you were about to say something. No.
Well, you've always liked cigars. You're on a show to promote the responsible gun ownership.
Yes.
And then it's the same way as they have to look like Wayne and Garth transitioning to kind of be the further reach of YouTube censorship. To let you know, to kind of put you in your place.
Now, we have to be careful because I don't know, because they can say, you're so fucking, you're so stupid, bro. I can't believe you're thinking for yourself. Look at him. He's got a small dick. But he's the kind of guy who then goes to YouTube and supports people being banned. Ethan, it's got to suck to look yourself in the mirror and know that you've entirely changed who you are and your content to appease the powers that be. Look, maybe you didn't. Maybe you had a change of heart where all of a sudden you don't care about free speech and expression and you're pro-YouTube and you're pro-deplatforming and you're pro-demonetization. But let's be honest that one of us here has changed our point of view. And yes, I do carry a holster, like many Americans, tens of millions of Americans. Why? To promote, to normalize responsible firearm ownership. You know, like liberals with abortions or you to, you know, promote normalizing the discouraging of seeking one's own information and resources. I'm passionate about educating people on firearm use. Mm. You're passionate about people not educating themselves on anything. Different strokes.
Or shaving a patch
beard. And if he had just looked into you a little bit, he'd be like, oh, yeah. Steven doesn't need a gun in just about any street fight he would ever get into. He takes boxing
that's too much
and
research.
Jiu-jitsu.
No. That would be compensating, just like cigars. It's not like an entire industry of people have enjoyed cigars passed down for generations because it's an artisan product that
Tons
is delicious. No, it must be because I have an Ethan Klein penis.
Right, absolutely.
It's all penis
And look, you can come after us.
The
fine,
whole time
do it.
He's just thinking about your dick.
Yeah, exactly. You want to come after us? That's fine. Just make the arguments real.
I don't know that I want you to come after me, and it's not because it's just that I don't know that eventually you'll know how to quit me.
And now we're back to tips.
But look, let me also one thing too that I want to say.
But doesn't it feel real quick though, just as it's being. It's essentially just censorship being disguised as a let's get high and have fun podcast.
Yeah, let's hang out. Not think about anything.
Right.
Well, trust.
He's like Doug Benson without pot or movies, just nothing.
Right, yeah. Well, look, here's one thing, too, and I want to say this because we're going to get to this. Well, you know what? First, let's go to the next clip where I guess you ran out of steam, Ethan. Sorry, I keep wanting to say H3, but it's not like your name is Ethan. It's just, it's not like Cher. Maybe it is. Something about being conservative grifter. This is another, you know, again, this is what you see from the left. Don't educate yourself and then ascribe motive.
Right. Yeah.
Here we go.
I was telling Dan, I'm like, I wish that I would just be a conservative. It'd be like much easy money.
It's the easiest grift in the game.
Every take is so obvious. It's like everyone has the same opinion.
Oh, I thought it was a bandana. It's a wet bandit's beard. Yeah. It's a wet bandit's cap. Okay. Look, okay. First off, grift, I've been here since 2006, been doing political videos since 2007, I believe, maybe 2008 on YouTube. Look, there was no money in it, okay?
Yeah.
Regardless, can we at least agree that regardless of where you and I line up, one of us was going upstream here, and it wasn't the guy doing Vape Nation, bro, okay? It was wildly unpopular, and unlike yourself, I've never changed who I am. This is why our program is growing and yours isn't, because people were introduced to your show through a kind of content. And I say this to everyone out there because this happens a lot on YouTube, right? Yeah. You start with content, you have a few viral videos, and then you say, well, we can't do this again. Hey, I know. Which way is it went? Podcast. I can host. It's like the Chocolate Rain kid, you know, then all of a sudden doing social justice issue podcasts about, you know, like lesbian funk or whatever the hell it is.
That's double rainbow for affirmative action.
We're just sitting there like, no, it doesn't work. And I will say this. I have been an advocate of new media for a very long time, right? Was at Fox for years, and obviously stand-up. Dave still does stand-up, came up doing that. New media, I know it's not new media. That term is sort of a misnomer, but we've lived with it our whole life, but I use that term to frame it, new media versus legacy media, you know, CNN, ABCs, NBC, CBS. And I always thought they were wrong. I thought the good part about new media before the sort of censorship wave was, hey, no gatekeepers, right? People can go out there and create content and find their audience. Now, the downside to that is there's a billion podcasts. And so when I would have these conversations with legacy media, they would say, yeah, the problem there is that any Tom, Dick, or Harry can sit down and talk into a microphone, and they don't understand that we had an audition process with radio shows and television shows where you had to be interesting or some marketable, discernible skill set that would be valued as some kind of an entertainment commodity. And when they were saying that, look, this is why the new media is never going to go anywhere, they would show a show like yours. And so, in providing resources and sketches and guests, and you know, we'll have a politician, we'll have Rudy Giuliani on. I know you don't like him, but he was mayor of New York, right? And Times Man of the Year. And then we'll have a multiple-time peer-reviewed, published medical, you know, scientist. We'll have an oncologist. We'll have an epidemiologist, is the word that you were looking for, because we want to elevate the platform. You're incapable of it. The reason that legacy media disrespected new media and for a long time it took is because of content like yours. And I think that's why now you've become their toady. That's why you have to ingratiate yourself to Susan Wojcicki and CNN and Vox and advocate for the removal and deplatforming of people. Because what else you got? Look, I don't dislike you. I criticize an idea, okay? You only do YouTube pissing contests with people. That's not what I do. That's not what I'm interested in doing. I just think that it's a bad thing to tell kids that it's stupid to think about issues or do your own research.
Yeah. Well,
I disagree with that idea.
And, so, and saying that it's easy money, like it's a grift that's easy. Do you understand what demonetization is?
Yeah. Which you advocate.
Exactly. Do you understand?
You support.
They don't pay us, even though sponsors are ready, willing, and able to put ads on our channel. They won't let us have it for even the most benign of content.
Hours of research. So easy. Yeah. It's the easiest grift ever.
He doesn't do what we do, bro, which is put on beanies.
Just and sit here, bro.
Fucking tell the story with our eyebrows.
Tim Allen lost his show. Anybody who's even remotely right wing in the Hollywood industry has lost everything.
Of course.
Get that argument out of here.
What an easy grift.
Look, yes, what an easy grift. And
there's all those right wing specials you see on Netflix.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, all those.
And even though you're, you know, you're Mr. Potty Mouth, how many strikes just for actually taking a stand? Let's just think about that. Not hate speech. We've never been accused of hate speech, violent. It's just taking a stand. Ever willing to take unpopular opinions? Ever willing to swim upstream? No. Instead, and this is where we really differ, and this is where I do think it's actually shameful, because once upon a time, Ethan Klein would have people, for people out there who know, this is a big show on YouTube, for other people watching, if they're still watching. I know most of them don't care about this, but they have a lot of young people who tune in. You would have Jordan Peterson on, and really, you remember Quarter Black. You used to watch him.
Yeah. Back in the day, he was really funny.
He was one of the few guys who was sort of anti-SJW censorship.
Yeah, yeah.
And then flipped.
Wow. Yeah, his content's completely different. He kind of dropped off.
A totally different person. I don't care if you don't like the content. Totally different person in that now you advocate. Now, I've never, ever, I want to be clear, I don't think your channel should be demonetized or taken down, even though I think it's really, really bad to tell kids not to do research. I think that's bad. I think it's almost anti-educational. Hopefully I pronounced that about as correctly as you did, epidemiologist.
Put out is so boring, it's anti-content.
Yes, it's anti-content. It's where comedy goes to die. And Bill Burr's respect. So I think this is something that is... No, his respect for... Listen, you know, I unlike our friend there who's like, is he dressed like Marty McFly? I've done research on this program. It was very painful.
Yeah, this is the funniest video.
I felt like in Scarface where someone was going, you're going to watch your friend die now! I got to do 2 more hours of this!
It's really a Clockwork Orange moment.
I can do this all night. I can do this all night, bro.
Can't you just develop some form of narcolepsy and call it a day? So this is the big difference here. I would never advocate that you be removed, even though you're espousing bad ideas. I would never advocate that other people out there who espouse what I believe are bad ideas and provide no substantiation, and frankly, bully for a living. This is what he does. Goes after often smaller channels. I still think that you have the right to do it. The difference here is you, Ethan Klein, and this is what happens with liberals, not only lines up with it consistently, supports active deplatforming, demonetizing, and removing points of view, which I don't know how you come up as an independent content creator and then do this.
The quartering is without a doubt a social justice warrior, except the causes he fights for are just different. I sentence him to be banned from Twitter and demonetized 20 billion times. It's the 15 videos, it's the misleading thumbnails, it's the joking about killing her, it's encouraging the audience to go raid her Discord and try to get banned and giving a cash prize. I mean, dude, there's this whole thing of like, they came for Leafy and you laughed, and next they came for you and nobody was there. It's like, dude, no. The guy's,
don't say
the
it's like, dude.
Had
explain, dude,
Crowder
what it is like.
YouTube apparently for demonetizing him.
I think he was locked out of uploading for a time, but yeah, I think at the moment he can. It's just that if he gets another strike, he'll be completely banned from the platform, and so he's out of an abundance of caution not uploading.
Got it. That's a good idea. I mean, I've seen his content.
Right.
I mean, the one about me was bordering on COVID misinformation.
Wow.
Flirting with it.
How? But
there's certain things that Joe's been saying that's like dangerous, like the COVID shit. Like, he's telling his audience, don't get the shot. He's saying masks are for pussies. He literally
Fauci have to correct what Mr. Rogan said on his podcast?
Yeah. He said young, healthy people do need to get the vaccine.
Now,
look.
This is important here. I don't know everyone who he's talked about. It was a long list. We had to shorten down the montage of people he's attempted to get banned or removed. And maybe some people were actively breaking the law, you know, actively calling them out. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I do know that doesn't matter. Sort of like when people say, abortion, what about for incest or rape? And you go, oh, okay, all right. If we allow abortion for incest or rape, can we then get rid of all late-term abortions? Well, no. Well, then don't bring it up.
Right.
Don't bring up that this person was actually breaking the law with speech, because you think that it was medical misinformation to laugh at you for saying, don't even think about it, bro. Come on, man. Do you not see the dangerous march toward fascism? Not march. You're there. You've reached King Koopa of fascism. You're jumping over and hitting the key. I can't believe this. This is what's so scary is when you have people who have the ear of executives at YouTube who get these branding deals and they say, it's almost medical misinformation. It's almost medical misinformation, bro, to say that you should think about it.
Thinking about it would be something that he should definitely look into. Maybe for,
it's difficult.
For some of the
your thoughts, Dave,
that he has.
Oh, I think he's super. I think it's a good show.
Yeah, I
think it's ridiculous because in that clip we just played a second ago, he didn't quite get to this point. He's like, I haven't heard of anybody. I think the second guy. I don't know who he is. He's got this monitor over here. Somebody else is on there.
Somebody's like on the phone.
Yeah, it's like the producers. Yeah.
Anyway, whatever that is.
Satan.
It could be on speed dial. Basically, just said you don't get deplatformed unless you're like ISIS. And I'm like, do you understand what like? When words come out of your mouth, do you think about them first, or do they just happen?
Yeah, do you realize Hamas is still on Twitter and Donald Trump isn't? Do you realize the Ayatollah is still on Twitter and Donald Trump isn't?
Do you realize there are still beheading videos and we were removed from YouTube?
Yeah.
Penis or dildo videos that are still not censored
He goes, listen, it's good to deplatform people if it's like ISIS. But you just said I borderlined on ISIS by suggesting people think.
Or read a label.
Read a label.
Or quote the CDC depending on the date.
Oh my gosh.
That's insane. I mean, it really is.
No, it's really scary. It's really scary not only because it's so unbelievably talentless and unentertaining, but it's scary because you have kids going, okay, I won't read. I mean.
And making fun of the saying that.
I hope that everyone watching this is wearing those half hard-boiled egg short helmets.
Well, no, and I you know, I'm not saying it's the three most talentless people in LA. I would never say
No.
There's a lot of
not talent.
No. But look, the whole saying like that there was nobody left to help you was built out of an era where there was nobody left to help anyone. And it was trying to make sure we didn't get there again. And you're a guy advocating for censorship saying, don't worry about the saying that's supposed to be helpful.
Yeah. Well, dude, they're not going to come after him because he's in with the elites.
So. He thinks.
Well, listen,
at least he was roped in for it because he's. You know, he's
then had a lawyer. Pliable. Then had a lawyer on to say that this is the issue.
Wait,
too.
He had a lawyer on his show.
What? Yeah, to talk about YouTube.
To talk about how, and they got it again. They got it all wrong. So they didn't even get it right as far as what Half Asian Bill has filed. And this is the problem. Okay, this is how rumors get started.
I'm
so,
video lawyer.
I have a problem with your ideas. I want to be clear about. I have a problem with the kinds of concepts that you were actually espousing and preaching to young kids. Okay, I really do. But I also want to be clear here. There's a problem with. Either you are so lazy that you are incapable of doing basic research, or you are a compulsive liar. Here we go.
I have an email, by the way, from his,
producer or something.
One of his producers trying to get me to come on the show. Here, I'll read it, because there's some funny excerpts in it. So, hi, I'm a celebrity talent booker for Louder with Crowder. I'd love to book Ethan Kline.
Ethan?
Ethan Kline.
Who?
They even bolded my name.
Because it's a clickbait farm. They he doesn't even realize it.
Mm. Please click on it.
He probably thinks he has a real letter from Santa Claus.
Louder with Crowder is a syndicated show hosted by Steven Crowder, stand-up comedian. He was a host for 4 years on Fox News. He was their youngest ever contributor. It said Roger Ailes even had a round with him.
There's a laugh.
Steven's irreverent, edgy, yet distinctively conservative style has thrust him into the national success, appearing on most major cable shows. And then when I didn't respond, this booker was so desperate to get me. She said,
"Yes."
She responded,
"In such demand with fictional bookers."
Later, good morning. Following up on the below request, can we find a day that works?
And they emailed.
Stay with it. I'll continue. It's a lie.
Forward me the original email again.
Okay.
First of all, they emailed him with a prank call.
To be clear, let me just. You know what? Under penalty of perjury, Gerald.
Uh huh.
Have I ever had a female booker?
That would be a no.
I've never had a female booker. Never. That is either lie, or again, you are so lazy. I'm just going to say it. So mind-numbingly stupid that you don't understand or you couldn't be bothered to do your own basic research that this comes from a click farm that people use all the time to try and attach themselves to famous people. I don't know who that is. No one reached out to you. I've never worked with that person. That's how rumors get started. This is what happens. Booker reached out. Another thing he says, Steven ducked out of Politicon. Hey, Joe, let me ask you. Political conferences or festivals. What's my policy?
You hate them. It's like the plague.
I've never. You can go back. Of them. I hosted CPAC for 4 years. And then never again. I think it's been 7 years. I did one with Yaff as a favor to a friend. Look, this is how things get started. He ducked from Politicon.
Yeah. He's scared.
It's like if someone says you want to do Politicon, and like, you know, my dad's my booker said, no, it's like I can call out Mike Tyson. It doesn't mean he ducked me. Yeah. And they go, oh, look, he's so desperate to have me on because this letter from Mrs. Claus was saying that we want to. It's just not true. It doesn't exist.
Well, and by the way, even if it didn't happen, but if you had reached out to him, it'd basically be destroying his entire point. I want you to come on the show and say your point of view as much as you're terrible at it, right?
Here's the
you
thing.
Didn't.
Here's the thing. And I want to be really clear about this. Do you have something you're about to say there, Dave?
Oh, no. I'm just enjoying the show.
Did you? You didn't disguise yourself as a lady and send out a mass email with his name clearly inserted in bold?
I mean, I may have gone on Rocket Mail and been like, hey.
It's like the Simpsons Krusty Camp where it's, I hope you kids are welcome. Counselor Black to Camp Krusty. He's like, we would love to book Ethan Klein. Oh, I misspelled my name. Your book is so stupid, bro. Couldn't even spell Klein. Okay.
And bolded it.
Yeah.
Bolded the name.
I didn't even know his name till just now.
No. Right. Yeah.
Which I guess is another thing he felt about me. He's like, I don't know who that is, which is the most meaningless insult you can possibly get these days.
Yeah.
It's like, look at your show. Look at what you've done.
Well, that's what it is. Look, and objectively, I will say, look, we've talked about this. Dave Landau, why is Dave Landau funny? Well, A, because people pay money to see him be funny, right?
Yeah.
People have done that for a long time. And professionals pay money to see him be funny. Humor is largely subjective, right? But there are objective sort of guardrails. We've talked about this where you have, okay, objectively, right? My left, your right. You have like Richard Pryor, George Carlin, Eddie Murphy, Dave Chappelle, those kinds of people. And then you have objectively people who are unfunny, where nobody likes them. The kinds of people who do open mics for years at a time and no one goes sees Ethan, right? People like that. And then in the middle, maybe you have your people like your Jerry Seinfelds, your Richard Jennies, your Dave Landau's, or maybe it's not for you. You aren't for anyone. We've just watched you. Just premise
the podcast.
Oh, why does he have a tissue? Why does he have a tissue, bro? It's like, is it for? Yes, yes. Is it for some type of compensation, masturbatory fantasy for Donald Trump? Is it for some kind of catching? We didn't know that AIDS was aerosoled. I mean, I could write you 15 punchlines. I'm not saying they'll be gold, but at least we're swinging the bat, and I don't know that you could also physically swing a bat.
Not accurately.
So, objectively, I just, in wanting to elevate new media and new content, which is why we have guests and sources and videos and sketches.
Research.
It's more, the only thing offensive, I know I've offended you, the only thing offensive about you is the lack of any discernible talent or skill set whatsoever, but I know that nothing I could say here could sting nearly as much as you knowing the dwindling audience who no longer respects you because of a 180 on your worldview. Mm. I'm sure the shame that you feel is punishment enough, but I am benevolent. So, look, I will say this time I'll have my actual booker, my dad, write a joke about, he can do it about his dad, bro. Yep, my dad works for me, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, because
your wife is on a show. My dad actually worked in relations, worked in customer relations and booking before. I don't know that your wife has a resume of hosting. If she does, good.
Well, your dad's also proud of you and still wants to speak with you.
This is true.
I'm not saying that might be different for other people. I'm just
saying. I have no idea. That's entirely conjecture. But if I had to bet, bro, I wouldn't even have to think about it. So, look, I will say this. I will never, ever, after this, address you again because I do feel like you're trying to bait people out there, trying to bait us into getting into a back and forth YouTube pissing contest where we never actually meet in person and never actually have a conversation. And I just usually, so I'm going to assume that you're not lying because I never give debates or interviews to people who lie.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, he said he was going to meet me at the town square. No, I didn't. I'm not going to give an interview. I'm not going to be baited that way. I think you got an email and you're dumb. I don't think you lied. I think that you actually believed that a booker reached out to you, but it's incorrect.
A celebrity booker.
Right. A celebrity booker.
Yeah.
Yes. Just so you know, I'm a celebrity in the email. People know who I am.
He was fooled.
Dave Landau.
He was fooled by the email equivalent of a talk boy. This is Peter McAllister calling the father.
Yeah. Yeah. Did it end with see you later, you filthy animal?
Yes. Yeah. Did he sing Cool Cat? So, I will invite you on the show, Ethan Klein. I will have my, you know what, I'll follow you on Twitter. I will have Darren, my booker, reach out where you can come on this show. And by the way, I will always be respectful. I will never interrupt. There's a difference between what we do here. It will just be me, you and I, and we can discuss the difference in our worldview that you don't believe in providing references, sources, and you think it's stupid to think critically of any sort of governmenting body. I disagree with you, and I think it's a bad message to teach kids. You think it's really bad that I responsibly carry a firearm. Let's talk about the issues. You come on my show. I would never invite myself onto your show. But either way, whatever you're comfortable with, an even playing field, no editing, you and I can talk about it. It is appointed to a man once to be invited on the show. Gerald knows this policy as well. You'll get this invitation once. It's not like you can come back later, 2 years down the line, and say, oh, well, I'll take that. No. Just like someone said, hey, I'll sell you this car for $20,000. You don't get to come here 2 years from now and say, I'll take that car. The offer is once. We'll reach out. You can come onto this show, or I'll go on your show if you want me to discuss the issues. I guarantee you that I will keep it respectful, as I always have with anyone we've debated, whether it's a Pulitzer Prize winner or a scientist or a mayor. Doesn't matter who it is. I'll make sure that we have a civil discussion. And if you don't, if you decline, and everyone now knows that you will, you can keep talking about me if you want, but I will never address you again because I have no interest in going back and forth with the kind of hackery that takes place there. So, all right, that's really all I have to say about that.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope, I hope he takes me up on it.
He's going to have to think
about
it.
It'll be interesting.
I just like to meet him. Seems like a good guy.
It's the kind of guy you could have a beer with, you know?
Yeah, you know?
Just really enjoy the conversation.
A vape with, bro.
I don't drink beer because I get a headache, bro.
Oh.
And then I just take whatever.
Yeah. Then the doctor says, take this, and I wake up, and I'm really fucking sore, bro. He's a doctor.
I watched the video for this, by the way, and I was shocked that a million people have been duped into subscribing to this.
Well, you know, I will say this. Like,
he had content that was good
before, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and he's got a lot of those that like kind of come
hey,
over.
Hey, by the way,
let me
just say this too. People, hey, the best thing you can, smash that like button.
Yes.
People out there who are watching right now, and we're about to go to Mug Club Only. We'll do the segment on the ESG scores. We'll keep Photoshop or not for tomorrow. And comment. Comment what you would, if you would like to see this out there, because I know a lot of you don't necessarily, you're not familiar with this person. If you would like to see that conversation, and please, if you go over to Ethan Klein's channel, I don't advocate that you do. Keep it respectful, keep it civil. Yes. Show them who we are, because we don't want to be trolls. We actually want to have conversations, and we also like to have a laugh. But oh my gosh, could you imagine just like you don't even have to think about it, bro? Bill Cosby, could you imagine how much he would just beam from ear to ear, if someone said that, he'd be like, oh, stay out, stay over here, I'll go get a doctor to show me a place. He's a doctor, what does he say? He says to drink the coffee. Yes, you should drink the coffee. Oh, it's a scientist, so I'm not going to think about it, bro. And he would just look at the camera.
Yeah, detective show up at Gacy's house, and they're like, there's a smell coming from under your porch. And he's like, yeah, you don't really got to go digging around, though, right?
Yeah,
you
just trust me. This.
Good enough for me.
It's a hot summer.
Yeah, good enough for me. All right. Hey, listen, we actually have a whole segment here we didn't get to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
On the ESG scores. Are people familiar with this?
I don't know if they are.
Okay, so this is actually, I want to make sure that I get this
correct. We're doing that in the Mug Club, though, right?
Yeah, we're doing it on Mug Club. So it's a social credit score for businesses out there. We'll be talking about this a little bit, that actually these huge CEOs are a part of. And, of course, climate change, the woke agenda, LGBTQ, all of this is a part of a lot of these Fortune 500 companies. And it's pretty scary. So we're going to talk about it. I don't know that this is the kind of thing people would... It wouldn't be a problem on YouTube, but who knows? Maybe Ethan Klein will make a couple of calls, and then we see that little band.
For the Mug Clubbers.
Right now, thank you so much for people who are watching on YouTube. People who aren't, we have another hour of show. LoudworthCrowder.com/Mug Club, and we'll be taking your chats. YouTube, peace out.